This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Recognizing the importance physical activity has on the development of young adults of the high school age, the member schools of the IHSA have crafted a bylaw that enables students to participate in sports in a supervised manner outside of specific sports seasons. IHSA Bylaw 3.160, known as the Open Gym Limitations Bylaw, outlines the procedures and parameters member schools must follow in providing this participation opportunity to students. According to the bylaw, the following are requirements that open gyms must meet. First, open gyms must be announced in a formal, public manner. Second, no coaching or organized activity of any kind can occur during an open gym. Third, participation in an open gym must be voluntary and cannot be required for membership on a high school athletic team. And fourth, open gyms cannot be gender specific. In the beginning, open gyms were developed to afford students the chance to engage in general play of a particular sport without any structure or guidance from school personnel. In theory, open gyms should give students an opportunity to involve themselves in a form of physical exercise with their peers in a relaxed setting. By having the previously mentioned requirements, schools are prevented from using open gym as an avenue to create a formal preseason practice period in advance of each sports season. To help in the administration of open gyms, member schools should develop a policy that addresses each of these requirements to formalize their compliance with the bylaw. In particular, member schools should consider whether or not they wish to open their school to persons not enrolled in their high school when they conduct an open gym. The bylaw does not preclude a school from opening their facility to non-high school students, and some choose to do so. However, notifying non-high school students can be challenging, and trying to reach those outside of the high school setting in a formal, public manner, as required by the bylaw, can be difficult. To meet the formal, public manner of communicating the open gym, member schools can make announcements, create flyers, post messages on their website, or through social media outlets. Word of mouth or other targeted messages to just a specific person or group of people within a larger school community is not allowed and would be considered a violation of the bylaw. As mentioned, open gyms are intended to be times for free play of a particular sport. Structured or organized activity is not allowed. Open gyms may be supervised by high school coaches, and coaches can even participate in an open gym. But drills, organized coaching, skill instruction, or structured scrimmages are not allowed. When conducted as designed, open gyms offer student bodies the chance to come together and enjoy the benefits of athletic participation without the structure and stress that can be found during a sport's regular season.